Okay, let's review Shkalim Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara tells us the source that someone who's Makdish a Nekeva for an Ola, for an Asham, for a Karban Pesach, those are all Kabbanos, that he can only be Makdish a Zachar, that he doesn't make a Temura, and then the Gemara rejects that possible source. Then the Gemara, toward the end of the of Halacha Dalid, tells us the rules of which animals can make a Temura, which cannot, that it's Kol She'enu Roi Likarev, Lo Kan V'lo B'makom Acher, any animal that cannot be a korban, not here nor anywhere else, cannot make a tumor. It has no kedushas haguf. But let's say a nekeva for a karbanola, even though it's not roi to be brought as a karbanola, but a nekeva in general is roi to be brought as a korban somewhere else, so that can make a tumura. In the last halacha of the perek, halacha hey, the Mishnah tells us the way that the nechassim were purchased and from the suppliers of the nesachim, and how yad hektish al helyona, that if the price is fluctuate, the supplier is the one that loses. He has to provide it at the better price, whether the prices went up or whether the prices went down, since they came to their agreement of what the prices are going to be for that month. The next parak begins with 15 jobs in the Beis Hamikdash, and who did each of these important jobs. The Gemara is a machlokas whether these were 15 good guys or 15 bad guys. Meaning, are we listing the best ever at these jobs? Or are we listing the people that happened to have held these jobs at the time that this mission was written, and they were not known to be particularly tzaddikim? They were not. They actually were not such good guys at all. If you're going to say like that, Daya, then you got to explain how Mordechai made the list of people in the mission, because obviously Mordechai was a tzaddik. The Gemara tells us the godless of Rabbi Akiva, a little bit about the godless of Rabbi Akiva, that he was hiskin midrash halachos hagados, that he knew so much Torah and he was able to be to spread Torah berabin. It also tells us that a person should always make numbers. We refer to Talmid Chacham as sofrim, because in learning they always come up with numbers. There are 39 melachos haShabbos. There are 4 avos nezikin. It's good pedagogy. It's a good way to teach something by saying numbers. The difference between the Gemara also discusses the difference between the earlier generations and the later generations. If the earlier generations were like people, then we're like, if they were like malachim, we're like people. If they were like people, then we're like chamorim. But not just like any chamorim, we're not even as good as the chamor of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, because Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair had one very impressive donkey. His donkey, when it was stolen, refused to eat anything that the ganavim tried to feed it. So 3 days later, they returned it because they didn't want a dead donkey on their hands. And when Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair's people tried to feed the donkey demai, he wouldn't eat demai. Now the halacha is that you're allowed to feed an animal demai. It's okay for the animal to have demai, but he was such a from a donkey that he wouldn't even have demai. Then the Gemara tells us the greatness of Mordechai, or Psachia, as he's referred to in our Mishnah, that he knew all Shivim Lashonos, he knew 70 languages, and he was able to use that knowledge to be able to interpret what someone who was mute was trying to communicate when they couldn't find grain for the Karban Omer, and the only person that knew where to find the grain was a guy who was mute. He figured out, based on the charades that the person was playing, he knew exactly how to find the location where they can get the grain for the Karban Omer. Then the daf ends with a discussion about the stomach doctor, that there was a special stomach doctor in the Beis HaMikdash. Why did they need a gastroenterologist in the Beis HaMikdash? They dafka needed somebody like that because they would eat a lot of meat and they wouldn't drink wine, they would drink water in the Beis HaMikdash, so they needed someone who was able to tell them what to drink to make their stomach feel better, because otherwise they would, and they also walked around barefoot, and all of that would have spelled trouble for their stomach situation had they not had a doctor on staff to deal with it.